Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here in Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. And today's topic is about being allergic to food. Yeah. More people are developing food allergies or sensitivities than ever before, and some negative reactions to food can be very serious. Ask anyone who has toxic responses to peanuts, and they carry an EpiPen with them. So why are people reacting negatively to food that they have, been eating since childhood? So this is a question most health authorities are wrestling with. There are many theories on why this food sensitivity issue is becoming more noticeable. So food chemicals have taken on the spotlight of late, and GMO foods have also been mentioned, as well as being suddenly allergic to foods after a traumatic event. Here is a quote from Mind, Gut, and Immunity and Food Allergy Awareness. They say, a traumatic event or other major stressor can be linked to developing a new or worsening existing food allergy. Let's look at this UK study. This is out of Cambridge. UK published this study in December 2025 in the Journal of Nature Biology. The report suggests that everyday food chemicals are poisoning our digestive system and body. The digestive floras are disrupted and damages the intestines, in which encourages antibiotic drug resistance. And the scientists tested hundreds of chemicals often added to processed foods, drinking water, and also the environment, in which 168 were positive for toxicity. Their report stated that the gut adapts to the dysfunction from the chemicals, but damages the gut's ability to digest and convert foods properly. University of Cambridge said this, we found 1,076 chemical contaminants affected 22 species of gut bacteria under laboratory conditions. Now, a partial list of these chemicals came to no surprise. Pesticides, insecticides, industrial chemicals present in flame retardant, and also in plastics. So here's a quote from University of Cambridge. They said this, the gut microbiome contains an estimated 4,500 different types of bacteria that work together to support the body function. When this system becomes imbalanced, it can contribute to a wide range of health problems involving digestion, weight regulation, and immune system and mental health. So this could explain why many are experiencing autoimmune reactions as the body sees the food as a toxin instead of a nutrient. The companies that make agricultural chemicals that end up in your food were not required to test the chemical on effects of digestive health, since the target of the chemical was environmental. An example is pesticides or insecticides are meant to target bugs, and therefore no tests were done on human guts. Well, AI had a model. Scientists designed an AI model to help vet which chemicals in use today and those that will be created in the future are detrimental to human health. Here is another quote from Dr. Indra Rock, University of Cambridge at Mark Toxicology Unit. She said, we've found that many chemicals designed to act only on one type of target, say insects or fungal infections, and they also affect gut bacteria. So we were surprised that some of these chemicals had such a strong effect. For example, many industrial chemicals like flame retardants and plastics that were regulated and they came in contact with the gut weren't thought to affect living organisms at all, but they do. So the scientists believe that their AI model can help create safer chemicals by design, but is there such a thing as a safe chemical? It would need to be tested against everything organic, human, animal, and plant, soil, and water. And according to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, this would not be feasible. According to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, testing chemicals to see how they impact organic materials would be a massive multi-million-dollar, multi-year endeavor involving extensive toxicity, environmental fate, and potential bioaccumulation studies costing potentially millions of dollars and several years. And Cambridge says also, Dr. Rock, Future research that tracks total chemical exposure across the body will be needed to determine the true level of risk. So chemicals not only increase the risk of a negative interaction, but also make organic resources such as food more expensive. So protecting your life biome is going to be resting solely on your shoulders. You're going to have to protect it. And as we see, it is more important today to remove toxic chemicals from the body to protect health than ever before. And I have often said that if we lived in the Garden of Eden, we would have a new liver every 30 days. It's the most fastest regenerating organ we have, but due to toxicity, it's not doing that. So under pristine conditions, that's how fast your liver is supposed to regenerate. But today, we have to protect the liver and do regular detoxing of the liver and other organs with organic herbs in order to preserve their function. So call the experts in organic cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs. You can learn how to cleanse in a safe way to promote a free flow of toxins out of your body. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. International number 828-469-5972. And thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com is their website. Check it out. Request their free catalog and sign up for their very informative newsletters online. You'll see reviews about those newsletters there. Just click on Books and Newsletters and sign up. It is only delivered by email, so we don't have hard copy on the newsletters. So sign up today. I can see by the time I'm out of time. Thanks for listening and sharing. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.